الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك and رمضان كريم. Now for some of you, tonight might be the night of Qadr, and for some of you, it'll be tomorrow. But we are at the doorstep of the climax of this month. Literally, these are the 10 days when really everything else should be put at its side. Doesn't matter what it is, you can get back to it after these 10 days. But these 10 days, the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, my goodness, don't think about anything else. Just how you will connect to this book and to its author. Just phenomenal. But first, let's look at the dua that we've been talking about throughout the 20 days, and we will keep on doing this hopefully throughout the year. So Allah tells us, or the Prophet tells us in his sermon about the month of Ramadan, Fas'alullaha Rabbakum, ask Allah your Rabb, bi niyatin sadika, which an absolutely truthful intention, wa qulubin tahira, and pure hearts, and yuwaffiqakum li siyamihi, that you are able to fast, wa tilawati kitabi, you're able to recite the books. And the climax of this month, the birthday of the Quran, comes now. So more important to put Quran right at the top of our list. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ ذُنُوبُكُمْ, and do tawbah for your sins. Remember, he said the most unfortunate is the one who is not forgiven. إِنَّ أَبْوَابُ الْجِنَانِ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ مُفَتَّحَ, the doors of Jannah are open. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُغْلِقَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, pray to your Rabb never to close them. وَأَبْوَابُ النِّيرَانِ مُغْلَقَ, the doors of Jahannam are closed. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يَفْتَحَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, pray to your Rabb never to open them. وَالشَّيْطَانُ مَغْلُولَ, and shaitan, وَشَيَاطِين مَغْلُولَ, shaitan is imprisoned. فَاسْأَلُوا رَبَّكُمْ أَلَّا يُسَلِّطَهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, pray to your Rabb that he never frees shaitan for you. So that's what we're going to do dua for. Our focus today will be Juz 18, and that looks at Surah Al-Mu'minun, Surah Al-Nur, and then the first part of Surah Al-Furqan. My goodness, there's two knickknacks here. I'm sure you recognize the lamp one. Do you know which one that is? That's right, Ayatul Nur, it's so beautiful. Surah number 24, Ayah 35. And then, oh, there's one on Sabr, which is in 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 111. So these are the knickknacks that are there. But let's first look at the recitation of the first ruku of this juz. So if you've got your Qurans with you, please recite with me. So shall we start? Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون والذين هم للزكاة فاعلون والذين هم لفروجهم حافظون إلا على أزواجهم أو ما ملكت أيمانهم فإنهم غير ملومين فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون والذين هم لأماناتهم وأهلهم راعون والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون ولقد خلقنا الإنسان من سلالة من تين ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فقسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين ثم إنكم بعد ذلك لميتون ثم إنكم يوم القيامة تبعثون ولقد خلقنا فوقكم سبع طرائق وما كنا عن الخلق غافلين وأنزلنا من السماء ماء بقدر فأسكناه في الأرض وإنا على ذهاب به لقادرون فأنشعنا لكم به جنات من نخيل وأعناب لكم فيها فواكه كثيرة ومنها تأكلون وشجرة تخرج من طور سيناء تنبت بالدهن وصنغ للآكلين وإن لكم في الأنعام العبرة نسقيكم مما في بطونها ولكم فيها منافع كثيرة ومنها تأكلون وعليها وعلى الفلك تحملون صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق الرسول الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين. We'll now read the three du'as. Please recite with me and loudly. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا علي يا عظيم يا غفور يا رحيم أنت الرب العظيم الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير وهذا شهر عظمته وكرمته وشرفته وفضلته على الشهور وهو الشهر الذي فرضت صيامه عليه وهو شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان وجعلت فيه ليلة القدر وجعلتها خيرا من ألف شهر فيا ذا المن ولا يمن عليك من علي بفكاك رقبتي من النار في من تمن علي وادخلني الجنة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم ادخل على أهل القبور السرور اللهم أغني كل فقير اللهم أشبع كل جائع اللهم اكس كل عريان اللهم اكذي دين كل مدين اللهم فرج عن كل مكروب اللهم رد كل غريب اللهم فك كل أسير اللهم أصلح كل فاسد من أمور المسلمين اللهم اشفي كل مريض اللهم سد فقرنا بغناك اللهم غير سوء حالنا بحسن حالك اللهم اقض عنا الدين واغننا من الفقر انك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم رب شهر رمضان الذي أنزلت فيه القرآن وافترضت على عبادك فيه الصيام صل على محمد وآل محمد وارزقني حج بيتك الحرام في عام هذا وفي كل عام واغفر لي تلك الذنوب الإثام فإنه لا يغفرها غيرك يا رحمن يا علام اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Now we're going to look at an extract from Dua Abu Hamza Thimali as we've been doing over the past 20 days. And let's see what Imam teaches him to say here. He says, Allahumma, O Allah, tub alayya. I am turning to you, accept my tawbah, I'm turning back to you. Hatta la a'asika, so that I may never disobey me. I never commit sins again. Wa alhimni al-khair, inspire me with goodness, with righteousness. Wal amala bihi, and that I may be able to do the actions with the inspiration. Wa khashyataka bil layli wan nahar, and so I may be in awe of you in the night and in the day. Ma abqaytani, for what is left in my life, for as long as I live. Ya Rabb al Alameen, O the Rabb of the worlds. But today, like I said, for many of us it may be the 19th night. For some of you the 19th night will be tomorrow. But we're going to talk about Imam Ali, because it's important to talk about him. See, on the 19th night, the 19th Fajr, at the time of Fajr, he was struck on the head by a sword. And that was Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim. Let me just tell you a bit about Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim. Ibn Muljim was a slave of Imam Ali, which Imam Ali paid to be freed. So Imam Ali freed him. He gave him money to build his life. But yet this man, see what he does. Let me tell you the story so you understand what happened. And I will repeat it again tomorrow night for those of you whose 19th night is tomorrow night. Imam was leaving his home to go to pray Fajr at the Mosque of Kufa. The birds were making a noise. And he was saying, don't quiet them, because they're bidding farewell to me. Abdul Rahman ibn Muljim was in the mosque. He was sleeping on his tummy. Shaitan sleeps this way, by the way. You should never sleep on your tummy. And Imam told him, I know your intentions, because he had a sword under him. Imam was praying Salah. This is Salatul Fajr. And Abdul Rahman strikes Imam on the head when Imam is in the sajda of the first rakat. And Imam says, Fustu bi Rabbil Kaaba. I have been successful with the Rabb of the Kaaba. Now his son takes over, and you know his son was Imam, his son takes over the Salah. When he is brought back to Imam, Imam tells him, loosen the strings on his hand, don't tie him so tightly. And Imam said, was I a bad Imam or was I an unjust ruler? And he started crying. And he said, Ya Ali, will you save the one who is destined for the fire? Imam tells Imam Hassan, give him to drink what you drink and eat what you drink until he's in a court of law. You will not treat him badly, you will treat him well. We're told that when people came to the Imam house of Imam Ali, and remember Imam Ali was taken very, very ill. This was a poison sword. They saw queues of children lining outside, and each child was holding a cup of milk. It was a long queue of children. And they asked them, why are you here with all this milk? And they said, milk is good for him to drink if he can get better. Give us our guardian back. This was the sort of Imam we're talking about. Absolutely phenomenal man. You know, after the Prophet, the most awesome man who walked the earth. He was the most perfect student of Rasulullah. And like he said, tomorrow you will look back at my time and my innermost thoughts will be revealed to you. Then you will recognize me after I have left my position and another one takes mine. A human being is known behind his tongue. So you know what? If you can, recite Nahjul, look at Nahjul Balagha, read it. Especially letter number 31, which is a letter that he writes to his sons. And it is just an amazing letter, absolutely amazing. So I'm going to give you some of his tiny, some sayings that you might want to keep at the back of your head. He used to say, you have to evolve, you have to get better and better and better. Evolve or die, he says, you must transform yourself. Be like the flower that leaves its fragrance, even on the hand that crushes it. That's so hard, isn't it? Even when somebody's been really mean to you, to be really, really good to them, so you're like perfume on their hands. And he said, sometimes silence is the most eloquent answer. Sometimes it's best just to keep quiet. Maybe we should take that on. He said, I am when I let go of self-definitions and when I surrender to divinity. That means when I put little markers on me or little defining tags on me, it's not me. So let all that go and attach yourself to Allah. Inshallah, we'll look at more about Imam Ali tomorrow. But today, preparation for Qadr, I'd like to be able to talk a little bit about the night of Qadr, because I think for those of you whose night of Qadr is today, remember it starts from the 19th, is today, and for those of you whom it might be tomorrow, it's good. The first thing that you want to do is continually recite Suratul Qadr, and we need to understand it. So it's got 5 ayat, it's a Makki surah, and literally this surah is about the awesomeness of the night of Qadr. And that's what we're fasting for, that's what the month of Ramadan is for. So this answers this question of when was the Quran revealed? On the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan. So let's have a look. So first of all, what does Qadr mean? Qadr means quantity or quality, and we'll keep on reiterating and doing more of this surah every single day. So first thing I want you to remember is Quran. You know, you might say the night of power. Yes, the night of the descent of the Quran. But Qadr actually means quantity and quality. What is sent down on the night of Qadr is based upon measures in proportion to the capacity and aspiration of each person, which means what I want I have to write down my aspirations. And then how much I can do, that's what's going to happen. Lots of benefits of recitation. But first of all, let's see at what this says. So I'm going to start off with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Indeed, we sent it down on the night of Qadr. That's what Allah says. Indeed, we sent this down on the night of Qadr. So, the word here is nazala. There's no shadda. If there was a shadda, it would mean that it was sent down bit by bit. But when he says, inna anzalnahu, it means it was totally, all together, it was sent down. All at once. Fi in laylatil qadr, on the night of Qadr. Where was it sent down? Or in Surah Al-Shu'ara, we read that he was sent down to the heart of the Prophet. So can you imagine this whole Quran sent down to his heart? From where? So it starts from Lohe Mahfuz. Where do I know that from? Surah Al-Buruj. So from Lohe Mahfuz, it comes down to the heart of the Prophet. Who brings it down? Jibreel. How do I know Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan? Well, in Surah Al-Baqarah, we read that Laylatul Qadr is in the month of Ramadan. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. What will make you know what the night of Qadr is? And this is an emphasis. As Allah is emphasizing, please understand how important the night of Qadr is. How do I know it is the 19th, 21st or 23rd? Well, I know in a hadith that I'm told that it's the 19th or the 21st or 23rd, and the 23rd has a greater emphasis. So 19th is when you write things down. Okay, we'll talk about it in a minute again. 21st is when it's etched in stone, so you still have some time to put it right. 23rd, signed and sealed. Right? Next ayah. So it says, Laylatul Qadr khayru min alf al-shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. And 1,000 months is about 83 years. Sort of like a lifetime. So basically Allah is saying, this night is like better than a lifetime. Sit down and make the most of it. Like I said, these 10 nights, it's any odd night in these 10 nights, but just take these 10 nights. Really, really important to plan out what you're going to do for the rest of the year. So what happens on this night? Tanazzalu al-malaikatu war-ruh. The malaika, all of them come down to the earth. Tanazzala, and I can see nazzala with a shadda, which means wave after wave after wave after wave, row after row after row. The earth is full of angels, full of them. Warruh, ruh is anything that's connected to divinity. It could be Jibreel, it could be anything that's connected to divinity. So they're all down on this earth. Can you imagine how awesome it is? My goodness, maybe we don't even see them, we're stepping on them, so many. Fiha, in it, bi'idhni rabbihim, with the permission of their Rabb. We are told that they actually ask permission to want to see Ahlul Quran, those who read Quran, like you and me. Min kulli amr, they come with every command. So what are these commands? My timetable, everything that I wish to do. Can you see that? It's a night when there's limitless opportunities, according to what I want. It's a night when a speck of divinity comes down to the earth. So really important to write down what I want. Where do they come? I mean, where do these angels, where are they? Can you see them? Where do they come? They come to Sahib al-Amr. They come to Imam al-Zamana, Ajallallahu Farajah, with everything about us. And he's the one who prays for us. So like I said, when? Any odd night in the last 10 days. Greater emphasis on 19, 21st and 23rd. And then he says, Salam, it is peace. Hiya hatta matla il fajr, until the breaking of dawn. See, fajr is something that breaks open. The peace is the realization that you have achieved your timetable. You know, you worked out your plan of what you want to do. So, what do I do tonight? And for many of us, tomorrow night. Depends what night you see as Laylatul Qadr. So the first thing you're going to do is write down, set your budget, write down what you want, write your aspirations, write that which is limiting you. Everything that you're doing, and we've been talking about it for a while, write down what you want and what is stopping me from getting there. On the 21st, it's etched in stone, it's distributed, and the 23rd is stamped. The Prophet says, give charity on Laylatul Qadr. Be extra nice to your parents and pray that you can continue to be like that throughout the year. Do good in everything. And if you do this, your difficulties will become khair. your life will increase, and you will have longer life rather, and you will have protection from evil. So we're gonna inshallah write all this down. So here we go, Laylatul Qadr Amal. What is in the Amal and what we're supposed to do? So the first thing that is recommended is to do ghusl, right? Beginning of the night and end of the night. This is a hadith from Imam Sadiq when he says, do ghusl at the beginning of the night and at the end of the night. So hopefully you can do that. Then there's a 2-rakat salah. Recite 2-rakat salah. In the first rakat, you will recite Suratul Fatiha and 7 times Suratul Ikhlas, and the same thing in the second rakat. And when you finish, 70 times Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Recommended to recite that in sajda. And we're told that you will not lift your head from sajda, you will not finish that tasbih, that Allah will have forgiven your parents. Isn't it amazing? And remember, forgiveness for us is the same thing as forgiveness for our parents as well. So this is what you do first. Then we have these amals, where we acknowledge the awesomeness of the Quran. We sort of put the Quran on our head and we verbalize the names of the masumeen. And when we do that, we're actually thinking about each of them. If you remember yesterday, I told you that in my book, I'm going to show it to you. So in my book, these are the names of the masumeen. But I also have a little bit about them. You can print this out from the website, this paper, and you can stick it in your dua book, so that when you are saying, you know, when you're saying the name of, for example, if I was saying Bi Fatima, then I'm going to look at Sayyida Fatima. My goodness, she was a mother of her father. She was known as that, right? Ummu Abiha, she looked after her dad. She was an awesome wife, a mom and a teacher. And look at what she did. She was an upholder of rights. So these things come into my head. I've got her mom, her dad, when she was born, when her wafat was, all that. So you could write your own little notes, but this is something that you can look at yourself. The other thing we do is the ziyarah of Imam Hussein. We do istighfar. Istighfar is to acknowledge your sins, to show remorse, to feel bad about them, to make a U-turn, to say, Ya Allah, I need help, never to return back to them, and make this my final repentance. We say la'na on those who on the person who killed Imam Ali. Basically, la'na is a dua. It's a withdrawal of mercy for those who manifest evil and injustice. So that's what we need to do. And we have a commitment to follow the masumeen here. We recite the munajat of Imam Ali. My goodness, it's so beautiful. Munajat comes from najwa, means a whispered secret conversation. And it's beautiful, this munajat. So inshallah, you will recite it tonight. We will try and put all these up on the QFatima website. So if you want to recite it, you can recite them with me. And finally, if you are able to, then you could recite a little bit of Joshan Kabir, as much as you can. You know what Imam Hussein said? He said, my father advised me that I should memorize and protect this dua, write it on my kafan, and should teach it to my family. Encourage them to read it, because it has 1,000 names of Allah. Even if you did one, there's 100 sections. Even if you did 1 or 2, that's okay. You could do it 1 a week. You could take it through the whole year. It's a beautiful dua. And Joshan means an armor. Okay. We'll talk more about it as we go along. But today, we're going to look at our focus for today. And today our focus is Juz 18. That's the 18th Juz. Quran was revealed as 6,236 ayat. We've talked about it. Compiled together in chapters or surah. That's 114 surah. Okay. Journaling, like I said, was all about connecting to the Quran, personalizing it, making it our own. And always before you touch the Quran, remember, these 10 days, make Quran your focus. It must be there, not ritualistically. Try and understand it, even one ayah. You know what, even if you can't do any of the amals in Laylatul Qadr, but you can connect to the Quran, there's a potential. There's a potential for transformation. It's amazing. Just connect to the Quran. The du'as are recommended. They are there. When you connect to the Quran, you connect to everything. Recite in Arabic. Do wudu, recite in Arabic. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. In his name, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. La ilaha illallah. And obviously, walzam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama allamtani. Make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. These nights, ask. I want to connect to you. I want to love you through your book. I want to love your book as well. We're going to start with Surah Al-Mu'minun. And if you look at Surah Al-Mu'minun, it's literally the qualities of one who truly believes. It's called Mu'minun. Mu'minun, in essence, actually means the true believers. Now see, Mu'minun, you can put it in two ways. You see, everywhere in Quran we say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Amanu is a verb, okay? مؤمنون is a noun. Now you know that a verb is past, present and future. And a verb is not stable. What you were yesterday, you don't have to be today or tomorrow, you can't. But mu'minun is a noun, is permanent. So here Allah is going to tell us the qualities of those whose iman is stable, who are permanent believers. And it's beautiful what he says. So I'd like you to turn to your Quran. And if you look at mine, I've cut the thing out from the building up from the website and I've stuck it here, and you've got qualities here and you've got qualities there in section 4 as well. We're only going to look at the qualities down here, okay? So let's start looking at them. So it starts off by saying قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Now قَدْ means already successful. It's not like they're going to be successful. He says the believers, these true believers, they're already successful. فَاللَّهِ is a farmer, and Fallah is literally the pitchfork. You know that fork he takes to split up the earth. The earth is ready. He's now going to break it up, and he does it two times in a year. He does it when he plants the seed and when he harvests it. And Allah is saying here, those who are mu'mineen are like that farmer. They are successful already. And you know, in a farmer, when he gets paid, you know that, don't you? He gets paid at harvest time. So once a year, once in a lifetime, and in Qiyamah, they're successful, they're done. So what do they do? What makes them successful? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. In Salah, they submit totally. They're totally focused in Salah. They are in awe of Allah. So they come to Salah, nothing disturbs them. It's only their namaz. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُؤْرِذُونَ. They keep away from all those activities that don't benefit them. They don't waste their time. Okay, that was number 2. Yeah, what about number 3? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّقَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. They do rather than give zakah. Look what it says. هُمْ لِلزَّقَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ. They do zakah. They continually make it better. It's not like they help people and forget about it. They up their game all the time. What else do they do? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They're very mindful of their decency. They're not indecent at all. They look after they're very decent people. Okay? إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Except with those that are lawfully attached to them. Next one. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And he says you should not exceed those limits. You just should not go above those limits. Now let's see the next thing about them. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَحْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. They're keepers of their trust and covenants. In other words, they are very trustworthy. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. They keep guard on their prayers. How do you guard your prayers? By surrounding it with something. They pray their nafila, they pray their layl. Instead of just 17 rakats, they aspire for the 51 rakats, the 11 of shab or tahajjud or layl that you might call, and then the nafila, they pray them. That's what they do. And look what he says. الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. They will inherit Jannah. Firdaus is the highest place of Jannah. It's in Farsi, it means a green valley. Can you imagine? Hum fiha khalidun. And they will live, they will abide in there forever. They will live in there forever. So let's have a look now at my Quran and how you will highlight it. I've put up there qualities of a true believer. I've put here, aminu is a verb, mu'minun is a permanent, so it's stability in iman. I've circled mu'minun there. I've put fallah, splitting the earth to plant and harvest. And the qualities you will put, they're already successful. You will put their submission in salah. Okay, they keep away from activity that's not beneficial. Okay? They do rather than give salah. They're continually doing that. Then I would come down here and I will put down, they are decent. So I'll put decency here. Can you put decency? Yeah, you can put decency here. Then you can put down here, trustworthy in ayah 8 and 9, you can put nafila and layl. and my goodness, you could draw Jannah here. I'm not very good, but maybe you could put some flowers. I've got some stickers somewhere. I might do that later on. Some flowers and some grass, so you know they inherit Jannah. So these qualities we need to understand. So let's go over them again. So the qualities that we need is we will be in awe of Allah when we pray. Submission in Salah. Not engage in activities that are not beneficial. Very decent. Trustworthy. Make sure we pray Nafila and Layl. And that really, those five things are what we need to keep in mind. So the next ayah we're going to look here is ayah 118. Okay. So if you've got your, if you turn to your page 118, and we're still in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Waqur. And this is the last ayah. And what, and this is where the Prophet is taught. This is how you ask Allah. Rabbi ghafir. And it's a really small dua. You can read it in every kunut. Rabbi ghafir. Oh my Rabb, have mercy. Warham. Oh my Rabb, forgive me. Have mercy. Wa anta khayrul rahimin. And you are the best of those who is merciful to me. Now let me try and explain. He didn't say wa anta khayrul ghafirin. He didn't say one who will forgive sins, because not entering Jahannam is forgiveness. But Khairul Rahimin tells me that he's qualifying me to enter Jannah. It's so short, you can actually remember it. Rabbi ighfir warham wa anta khairul rahimin. And if you see, I've highlighted it over there, and this is what I've put down. Compared to the beginning, remember the beginning? If you look at one ayah before, 117, it says here, La yuflihul kafirun. Those who cover up the truth will never be successful. And you remember what you read right in the beginning. Kat aflahal mu'minun. So maybe you could write them down so you can compare the two. Okay. Right, so the next thing we're going to look at is Surah An-Nur. Now if I turn my page, you can see my surah. I have cut it out. I've got little post-it notes that tell me lots of things about it, and I've put it there. And right at the pot, I've put spiritual cardiology. My goodness, something to do with the heart. So today, the ayah we're going to look at. So you're going to put spiritual cardiology, you're going to put how the heart can be transformed. And what we're going to look at is Ayatul Nur. And I hope I can do it justice. So we're going to go over it and see if we can understand it. Okay. So he says, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Can you see that? Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Now, light is something that lets you and me see. That means that allows us to be able to observe, to be able to see. So if we know that much, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Mathalu Nurihi Kamishkat. His light is like a Kamishkat is like an arch in the wall. Now the arch in the wall was the arch. In olden times, they used to have an arch. Can you see the arch on your picture? Don't look at the rib cage, look at the arch. They used to put an arch, they used to have an indentation in the wall. It's called a niche. And they used to put the lamp there so that the light of the lamp would go in the whole room. Now that's the first thing you're going to do. We're going to go back to it in a minute. So first you've got to remember that Allah is saying, it's like that niche in the wall. In that niche is a misbah. Fiha misbah is a misbah. Misbah comes from subha. Something that makes it like day. A lamp makes the night into the day, right? So, fiha misbah, in which a lamp. So you imagine this niche in the wall with a lamp in it. Al-misbahu fi zujaja. The lamp is inside a glass. That's what it says. Now the glass is there to protect it, right? And it's going there. And we'll talk about how it connects to us. Then he says, Az-zujaja ka'annaha kawkabun durri. And the light is so shiny, it's like a brightly shining star. Kawkab is a star. Durri is like really, really bright. It's shining. Okay? Then he says, Yukadu min shajaratin mubarakatin. So this lamp is lit from the oil that comes from a tree which is blessed. Zaytun is an olive tree. La sharqiya wa la gharbiya. It is neither eastern nor is western. That means it's located where the sun falls on it all the time. It's pure in itself. It has a full exposure of the sun. Yaqadu zaytuha yudhi'u walau lam tamsasqunar. So this light It's as though that it's shining, but no fire has touched it. It's like it almost lights up. It's highly flammable. It wants to catch fire, even though fire hasn't touched it. In other words, Nurun ala Nur. When exposed to divine guidance, there is potential. The potential light comes out. So when the Quran and the Masumin touch that light, it just comes out. Now Allah is giving the example of a lamp. And then He says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He guides to His light whom He pleases. Now let's go back and understand it with ourselves. Imagine your chest. In your chest is your heart. Okay, your heart, your spiritual heart. Now in that spiritual heart, there's a lamp. It's absolutely, it's waiting. It's a lamp there, sitting there. It's enclosed in a glass that is very, very clean. Remember when we were born, we were completely clean, totally there. It's not dirty at all. It's really shining. It's inside us. It's like a diamond, you know. It's every aspect is shining. It's waiting to be lit. And then the Quran comes to it, to the heart. And the Masumin come to the heart. And suddenly it sparks up, it lights. It's a beautiful human being. A human being who reflects what Allah is saying. That's what this human being is all about. That's what this ayah is saying. Read this ayah again and again and again. It's absolutely phenomenal. We have a further explanation of it on Q Bytes and on the website on Q Fatima. And if you hear it again and again, inshallah, we'll be able to understand it. But quickly, Surah Al-Furqan, because that's part of our juz. So if we look at Surah Al-Furqan, this is the first part we're going to look at. And literally, Surah Al-Furqan is the qualities of those who are attached to Allah. But what we're going to look at today is the objections they had against the Prophet. Let's go quickly before our time runs out. So first of all, the first ayah says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Blessed is He, that is Allah, who sent down the Furqan, which is the Quran, upon His abd, so they may warn the nations. If you look at my Quran, I've cut that out again. I've highlighted Furqan. And Furqan is in essence that which tells you the difference between right and wrong. And up here, what we'll do tomorrow, is the qualities of the slave of the merciful. That's what I've put there. Right, now what happens? What were their objections? They says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا إِفْكٌ افْتَرَاهُ. They said, He has made up these stories. He made up these stories and other people have helped Him. وَقَالُوا أَسَاتِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. They are ancient stories. They are being dictated to Him. بُكْرَةً وَأَسِيلًا. In the morning and the evening. The other objection, they says. They say, وَقَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ. How can He be a messenger? يَأْقُلُ الطَّعَامِ. He eats food. وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. He goes shopping. لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. And there is no angel with Him. فَيَكُونَ مَعْهُ نَذِيرًا. How can He be a warner that sent to us? أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ. He doesn't even have a treasure. أَوْ تَكُونُ لَهُ جَنَّةً. He doesn't even have these wonderful gardens with Him. يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا. That He can eat from it. وَقَالَ الظَّالِمُونَ إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا رَجُلًا مَسْخُولًا. He has got psychological issues. He's deprived of reason. That's what they said about Him. Okay? So, if you look at my Quran, I've highlighted all of what they've said in brown. Can you see that? 4, 5, 7, and up here, they say He's inflicted with magic. And you can underline that. And inshallah, we will look at the qualities of Rahman in the next juz, which is tomorrow. But today, let's end with Surah Al-Fatiha, the dua for protection, and Ziyarat Abu Abdullah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Close your eyes, ask Allah to give the thawabs to all the marumin, especially those of your family. Pray for those who are ill and those who are in trouble. خمسة عطفي بها هر الوباء الحاتمة المصطفى والمرتضى وأبناهما والفاتمة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبكي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد في أمان الله كريم إن شاء الله I'll see you tomorrow at the same time ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع